So if you think of Governor Carter's remarks in his inauguration, the time for racial discrimination is over, and there are still hundreds of decisions that have to be made. One of the decisions that had yet to be made was a statue representing African American history on the grounds. And so just as a sign of what happens when African Americans have the right to vote, what you saw in the period after the election of Leroy Johnson to the state Senate, you saw an increasing number of African American representatives from counties and districts throughout the state. And by the mid-1970s, they were organized within the Senate as the Black Legislative Caucus. And so as a caucus, it's this group of African American legislators that called for the creation of a memorial on the Capitol grounds. And they opted not to have a memorial to one person. They opted to have a memorial to a critical event in the state's history. And that was the 1868 expulsion of 28 of the 32 Black elected representatives. That was a sign of what would happen until the modern era of the 1960s, when Black elected representatives came back. And so what it led to was suppression and violence, which is represented by the statue.
What does the statue look like? Can you describe it?
So the statue is tiered with people on several, three different levels. And the first level, you see what looks like a collar of slavery. The second level, you see people carrying buckets and washstands and children, men and women. And then at the top level, you see a crown of victory, the state of Georgia symbol up there being held high by African Americans who are what are depicted here in terms of advancement. So from the shackles of slavery in the colonial period through the segregation of the 19th century to the struggle and ultimate victory over legalized segregation in the mid and late 20th century.